Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara. Agudvach, we're up to Dav Tezvav Amal Aleph. This is the Gemara for Shabbos. Okay, we're middle of the Yudches Dover, so it's sort of a digression from Inyone Shabbos. Talking about different Gzeris, the 18 things that Shammai championed, and basically he won. And Beis Hillel eventually succumbed and agreed to his to the Psakim. So we're up to here now, Guf, four lines from the top. And we did mention yesterday that Hillel and Shammai only had three arguments. So Gemara is going to go through those three arguments and then ask, are those the only ones we know of? Okay, everyone hear me, yeah? Gufa, let's analyze this. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Begimel Mekaymus in three places. Is everybody there? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cutting out.
Okay. Rav Huna said, Begimel Mekaymus in three places, Nechaku Shammai v'Hillel. There are three arguments in Shammai and Hillel. Number one, when you give challah, how much dough should there be before you give challah? Shammai says, Mikav challah. If you have one kav, you give challah already. Okay, the kitzur, the way it works is that we know we give challah from our siddur, so if we say the size of the mon, that's the size of what you have to give challah from. And the mon was an oimer, which is a sidah se'efa. So we say that an efa is three saw. Each saw, I'm just giving you a little introduction here. These are the measurements. Each saw has what do you call it? Has four lugin. And each lug has six kavin. And each kav has six eggs. So you have four kavin, and each kav has six eggs, which means that a lug or a leg has 24 eggs, right? So a saw, which is made of six lugin, is 6 times 24 is 144. That three saw to an eifah, so 3 times 144 is 300. Is 420 is 430. What do you call it? 432. And then a tenth of that is 43.2. That's how you get 43.2 eggs, by the way, is the size of the dough for challah. And to remember that challah, the word challah itself is ches lamed hay, which is 43.2, that's 43. And 0.2 is a fifth, and that's the hay, the last letter of the challah as well, remind you of a fifth. So that's how we know what it is. So now they're arguing, and Shammai says that you give from one kav, which is already one kav, which is 24 eggs. That's what you give, because a kav is made up of a kav is six lugin and each four lugin and each lug. Sorry, a kav has four lugin in it, and each lug has six eggs. So each kav is 24 eggs. So a saw is made up of six kavin, and each kav is made up of four lugin, and each lug is six eggs. So each kav is 24 eggs. According to Shammai, if you have 24 eggs, you're ready to give challah. Hillel says, mekabayim, which is 48, two kavin. And the Chachamim say, like neither one. El kav umachtza, chayiv. If you have a kav and a half, you are chayiv. Bechallah. Now, a kav and a half would be only 36 eggs. But it's really the same what we do today, because we have the measurements the way it was in the Midbar. But then when it came to Yisrael, they changed it, they increased it by a fifth. That's called the Midya Yerushalmis. So therefore, 0.2 became 36. And then later on, years later, in Tzipaydi, they increased it again by a fifth. But bottom line here is that Shammai and Hillel are arguing between themselves. Here we have one argument of Shammai and Hillel. Mishagdila Hamidus, when they increased it again, Omra, they said, Chameshes Revoim Kemach. Even five lugin is already considered, you're already Chayav Mechala. Rabbi Yossi, says, I agree with you, Hey, Pturin, Hey, V'Oichem. I just hold you need a bit more than five lugin to be Chayav. So that's one argument between Shammai and Hillel. Next one. Vidal, the next one is Hillel says, Meloihin. Hillel says, if you have the full size, we know that by mikveh, you have to have a minimum of 40 saw. Once you have 40 saw, And then you start putting there mayim she'uvin, even 1,000 saw, it's kosher. But if kol zman you don't have the first 40 saw to make it a kosher mikveh, and you some she'uvin falls in, how much should it fall in to ruin it that it cannot become a kosher mikveh? According to Hillel, he's very mekel, the size of a hin, which is 12 lugin. If it's 12 lugin, my 12 meloy hin mayim she'uvin, 12 lugin of mayim she'uvin before you reach 40 saw, that ruins it. Because that's a kosher v'shir, and that's what ruins it. Why does he use the word hin instead of 12 lugin? This is how his Rebbe Shmaya Avtalian said. So therefore, he said it in the same way. The Vilgun has a pshat over here that Shmaya Avtalian couldn't say a hey. They were their hey was an aleph. So the question is, why did Hillel have to add the word maloy? Just say hin mayim shuvim or hein mayim shuvim psulim. The reason why he said Meloy is because since he has to speak like his Rebbe, and his Rebbe used to say a hey like an aleph, so Hillel, when he would repeat it, he would have to say like his Rebbe, in. And in, mayim shuvim psulim, you know that when the Gemara says in, we normally translate ein as no and in as yes. But there are actually many who learn that in also means no, but it's a question mark. In, no, it's really yes. So if Hillel, because Hillel spoke in the same way, style as his Rebbe, he would have said, in mayim shuvim psulim, not him, you wouldn't hear the hey, because he would copy his Rebbe, mimic his Rebbe, and it wasn't the chutzpah, that's how you're supposed to speak. And it would have sounded like there's no mayim shuvim. There's no din of posle mayim shuvim in the mikveh. Therefore, he added the word meloi, so we rather realize he means hin and not in. That's the pshat long answer. Anyway. Meloy hin mayim shuvim pasul mikvah shechayv od meloy meloshon rabbi. Speak like your Rebbe. Fine. And Shammai says no. Tisha kavin, because we learned that 9 kavin is what makes a person toy. So that's a choshev amount. And if 9 kavin of shuvim go to the mikvah, that ruins it. The chachamim say loike divrezev and loike divrezev. Chachamim say not like this person, not like this person. They disagree, both of them. But it didn't, and what was the amount? Ad shebo beis gardim, and 2 weavers came in. Mishara ashpo yishalayim. They worked in the gate where the garbage was in Shalim. And therefore, it's a very low job. Rashi says that the Mishnah brings an idiot why it was mentioned their job and everything else. To tell you there's no more frowned upon position or profession than a weaver and where they were. And nevertheless, they came to testify. And Kabbalah Emes and Misha Amrei. They came and Behidim Shmai Vatayin. They said name Shmai Vatayin. Shashloisha Lugin Mayim Shuvim Paisa the Mikra. The 3 Lugin Paisa the Mikra. The Kaima Chachamah Devarim. It's amazing. Hillel said what Shmai Vatayin said. In fact, we just said he copied the words word for word and came along 2 weavers and said, no, Shmai Vatayin said that. And yet the Chachamim decided to listen to the 2 weavers as to what Shmai Vatayin said rather than to Hillel and Shammai, or rather than to Hillel, which is extraordinary. Actually, extraordinary. Anyway,
Hillel would have been one of his
Talmidim Mubakim. Yeah, and Hillel, and none of that. You just said Chayav Adonai, so you had to say exactly what Shmaya Tani said, and yet we don't believe him. It's extraordinary. Just tell you, Kabbal and Mishamur, they felt that the other person, even though he was a guardian compared to Hillel, can you imagine? Hillel is there, and then there's guardian, and yet they said, nope. Makes more sense with the guardian said, well, listen to them. It's just extraordinary. Okay, that's another argument. The Idach, and the third one is Shammai Oimer, which we had in Masechta Nidah just not so long ago. Shammai says, Kol Hanoshim, all the women die in Shaitan. All the women, when they find that they experienced a period, will assume that they just became tummy then, not previously, and therefore they don't have to, we don't have to discard. Hillel says, no, Mipkida Lipkida. From the last time they checked, the Filiyom Habra, it was 2 weeks ago, then all the Tyres they touched in the last 2 weeks are Tummy. Tesis says, you know, it's very odd, or the other Shayim say, it's very odd that Shammai should start with the words, actually it's the Ritva, who says, very odd that Shammai should start with the words, Kol Hanoshim Dayin Shaitan. What's he talking about? It's as if he's arguing with somebody. Nobody said anything. He's the first opinion. He should have said, you know, a bit more explaining what he was saying. Says the Ritva, fascinating thing. That every time there's an argument in Hillel Shammai, Hillel was always the first one to give an opinion. But when it was recorded, Hillel asked that he should be
recorded as the second opinion out of respect for Shammai. So Hillel said, Mipkid Lipkid, it came along Shammai and said, no, Dayan Shaitan, enough. It was a response to Hillel. But the way it's recorded is Shammai is always first, because Hillel, because he was such a anav, he allowed Shammai to be first. So that's why it sounds like in the middle of a conversation. The Chachamim say, they say the following. They say, we look at whichever period is shorter, 24 hours, the last 24 hours, or the last time they checked. So me'eis le'eis is me'mayit aydem p'kidim p'kidim. Me'eis le'eis cuts down if, the last time you checked. If you checked a week ago, and so then we only go back 24 hours. But in p'kidim p'kidim, if the last time you checked was this morning, then me'mayit aydem p'kidim p'kidim will reduce the 24-hour period to the last time you checked, which was this morning. So there are three arguments in Hillel and Shammai. Ask the Gemara. V'su lekad aren't anymore. But Ika, we have other ones. For example, we had a Chagiga. Hillel Omer, we had this whole list of Tanoim that were done for generations to argue if you allow, an animal needs, when you shecht an animal, you need tekev smicha l'shchita. Tekev l'shchita smicha. You need it right before you do the shchita, you put your hand with all the weight on top of the animal to shecht. And on Yom Tov, it's mukta to do that. So Shammai therefore says, you're not allowed to do smicha, you do it before Yom Tov, and you give up the tekev. But Hillel says that no, that you have to be smich. And Shammai says, shalai l'smich. So here's another argument, Hillel and Shammai, why don't you record that? Says the Gemara. Kika Omer Rav Huna Hech the Lekha Plukta the Ravus Abadayu. Rav Huna is referring to arguments solo between Hillel and Shammai. There's a whole list of Tanaim arguing. Says the Gemara, but aren't there others as well? Ha'ika, don't we have a case of Haboitze Legas? We have a case of if somebody is, let's say, cutting grapes in order to press them in a wine press. And then you have a basket with holes, and when you're cutting grapes, sometimes some juice squirts out, but this juice goes to waste. And we know the rule is that if you want to be machshir, before any food can become tamei, it has to get wet, and you have to be happy about getting wet. So if, let's say, the basket would have been sealed, then any juice that comes out of the grapes remains in the basket, then you'd be very happy for the juice to come out, because that'll be part of your wine, it'll ferment and everything. But if you're putting in a normal basket full of holes, then you gain nothing from the wine, so you're not happy at all. So Shammai says, Hukshir, we'll make a gzeda. Next time you'll use a sealed basket, so even an open basket, you're machshir all the grapes and everything else. Hillel says, Lo Yukshir, you were not machshir. So again, Machlek Yisham and Hillel, why don't you include that? Says the Gemara, Bar Minei Lahi. Get that one. Don't include the Hossam Koshosik LeHillel LeShamay. That one there. Eventually, Hillel agreed to Shammai and didn't maintain the argument. And the Rishayim used this to explain many other arguments in Shas, not only in Hillel Shammai, but the Gemara says that the first Machlek is by Yidin, and the Mishnah Chagiga was about Smicha, and we find so many other Machlekes. Like Chizkiya HaMelech, he decided on the day that was supposed to be the Chedesh Nishan, he decided to make a leap year, and others as well. And so many Machlekesen prior to that. But all those Machlekesen eventually was ruled upon, and the Machlekes didn't stay. Even we had in Gemara Sanhedrin, Machlekes Shaul and David, regarding Kedushin, whether Shaul's Kedushin was valid, David's Kedushin was valid, and so on, and the Michal, nevertheless, they ruled on it straight as soon as they were able. These are the only Machlekesen that didn't have a rule for a long time. Says about further, Yosi ben Yezi said.
Can I ask you a close question on that?
Yeah.
About the being machshir the kabel tuma.
Yeah.
There's only the seven maskin yad shochar sam, seven maskin which are machshir the kabel tuma.
Yep.
So this is grape juice. It's not yet turned into wine.
That's considered.
It's only just squeezed it out.
It's called yain already.
It's not machshir the kabel tuma.
Yeah, it's called yain already. The juice that comes out of grapes is machshir the kabel tuma. It does it already.
You don't call it mepedis.
No. It already has a status as far as Mekabel Tum, because the purpose is to make it into wine. Remember, you're pressing it in order Lagas. If it wouldn't be for Lagas, you're right, but doing it for Lagas. So therefore, it already takes on the nature of wine, as far as Machsher.
Even though it hasn't fermented yet.
Yeah, yes. Yaisi ben Yezir, Shreid, Shlaim, these two great Tanoim, Gozer, Tumalez, Amin, made two Gzeres. They made a Gzera that the sand, the Goy in Chutz Loretz, is metame, because there are kvorim everywhere, and ba'al kleis chuchas. And also regarding glass, kelim, but they become tame, because the Torah doesn't mention it. Says the Gemara, first of all, was it them? But rabbonim de shmoinim shonagos. It was a rabbonim that were 80 years prior to the Churban Beis Hamikdash who made the gzera. What's the story? Rabbi Shmo, the son of Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, became sick. Sholchole Rebbe. Rebbe sent him a message. Amai lonu. So Rebbe was talking to the royal we. Tell us. Beze gimud varim shamarta mishum avicha. Tell us some things your father said. Besides being a big Tanna, his father also wrote Sefer Olam, a history. So he's asking, tell us a little bit about whatever. Tell us the interesting things. Sholach lehem kach amar Abba. This is what my father said. Kuf pei shana, 180 years. Ach lechad of Abayis, prior to the Churban Bayis Sheni. Pashta malchus ashal Yisrael. That's when the Roman Empire hegemony spread its tentacles all over Yisrael. Pei shana ach lechad of Abayis, 80 years prior to the Churban. Gozru tuma levtza amim akleis chuchas. That's when they decided to make a gzeda that chutz laretz is tamei. And also on glass kalim. Mem Shana, 40 years prior to Churban, actually Chorav Abayis, Golsula Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin left its place, the Yashula B'Chanuyis, and sat in a place called Chanuyis, which was also alongside the Beis HaMikdash, but was no longer in the Lichas HaGazis. L'may Hilchaso, so what's the difference where the Sanhedrin was stationed? Amar Abitcha B'Avdim Elemesh L'Donu Dini Knossos. They no longer ruled on matters of Knas. Mammon reflects, you know, whatever you owe me money, how much money you owe me, and that's what mammon is. Knas is a fixed amount, regardless. 30 shekels flowing for an eved, regardless of what the value of the eved is. That's called a knas. So a knas is always fixed, and they stopped dinei knas. Doesn't matter why. Dinei knas agdata, because the Sanhedrin wasn't there, the ordinary bezdins, as long as they were dayani mumchim, they had the power to give dinei knas, especially in Yisrael. Ela emesh ledonu dinei fasha. They're no longer continued to give out death sentences because murder was so rife that they couldn't handle all the cases and they didn't want to make a mockery out of it. So they stopped issuing justice. Hard to understand. But anyway, they stopped. And once they stopped, then all the butted, because you don't need a Sanhedrin Gedoyla to actually mete out justice. It's the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, as we had in the Sanhedrin, the Mishnah Sanhedrin there, that meted out justice. But they can only do it, Kol Zman, the Sanhedrin is functioning in the Beis HaMikdash. When they cease functioning, the lower Batidini can no longer give out capital punishments. You would have thought that the solution would be to have more Dayanim and more Bezdins to keep them in check. But somehow or another it didn't work. Says the Gemara. So what do we see from here? That it was 80 years before that when they made the Gzera for glass and Eretz Amim, not Yosi ben Yezer. What's the story? Maybe they lived in 80 years before the Beis HaMikdash. It's not correct. Because of the Tanya we learned, Hillel and his son Shimon. And then we have his grandson, Gamliel. This is Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. And then you had Shimon, which is Rabbi Shimon, who was one that saw the Rugi Malchus, who he was the father of Rabbi Gamliel, the one who was impeached. We had in the beginning of Brachas. They started their reign, that family, that dynasty started 100 years before the Beis HaMikdash. Destroyed. And Ilu Yosi ben Yehezer, Ish Tzreda, and Yosi ben Yochanan, Havikad Mituva, they lived many, many years earlier. As we see in that Mishnah Chagiga, they were listed way before. And also Masechta Avos, they're from the first. So what's going on here? I'll tell you what it means. El Inu, El Asa Inu, Gozer Agusha. Yaisi ben Yehezer, the two Yaisi came along and they made a decree on the sand of Eretz Amim, Lisser, that if you come to contact, if you stand on the sand and then you, if Truma touches the sand of Eretz Amim, the Truma gets burnt. It's not just in suspense, we actually burn it. But if it's in the space, let's say you're in a box and you open up the bottom, let's say you're in the space of Eretz Amim, nothing happens. They would make a gzeda on the Avir. If there's any Truma inside the box, nothing happens. But also Rabbanon the Peshon. And the next stage was that the Rabbanon from 80 years prior, Gozer, they were Gozer Avira Litlis. They said that the Avir also, that if it's in the air, it's also your Toila. That means you don't eat it, nor do you burn it. You let it decay and decompose. Says the Gemara, remember, it seems to me, the Chod Gzeta Havla Seifa. It seems to me, you're telling me that when it comes to the sand, the very first Gzeta, they decreed that a Trumet comes in contact with the sand, you have to burn it. Well, Amar Ilfa. Didn't Ilfa say, we just had it yesterday, Ilfa said that you're dying, that only when it came to the Gzeda that you're dying, Shnia saying, Tchilas Gzeirosan L'Sreifi Sedayim, oh, that we, from the moment they made a decree that you're dying, Shnia saying, you're dying always Tameh, because it's touching parts of your body that perspire or other things,
Straight away they said if your hands come in contact with truma, you have to burn it. Only there did they jump, make that leap from a gzeira, straight away you have to burn it. Seems from the tchilas gerosan seif, but anything else loy. That means agusha, when it comes to the sand, the gzeira would have been a chatchila only to be taylor. Says the Gemara, el also inu gozer agusha litlis, va'avira v'loy klum. They came along and they said that gusha, this is how it went in stages. The Yosi ben Yezir came along and said that sand we keep in we suspend the truma keep in avira like klum, nothing about airspace. The Asur Rabbanan, the Rabbanan came along, the Pei Shana, the Rabbanan came along. The Rabbanan came along of 80 years, and they made a gzeda, agusha lisser. They went a step further. They said that anything that comes in contact with the sand has to be burnt, but avira likles, and anything that's in the airspace space should be in suspense. That's so one stages, says the Gemara, but there was a third stage. We know that in Usha, which is after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they made a number of gzeidas. And one of them was this very gzeida about Eretz Ha'amim. What's the story? Now we learned, Alvav Sfeikas, there are six Sfeikas that we decided that Sofin is a Truma, we will burn the Truma. Number one is our Sofik Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is generally, the word Pras means scattered, and Beis HaPras means, there's different pshat in Beis HaPras. Machlek is Rashi and Tesis. Rashi learns here that Beis HaPras means that, let's say you brought Truma inside an area that we know for a fact there's a grave buried here, but we don't know where it is. And it's a Suffolk. And the Suffolk, you stepped over the grave, so therefore it's a Suffolk if you were an oil, and if not, and therefore we burn the Truma. Tesis says, no, we're talking about over here that it was a field that we know for sure there was a grave there, but it was plowed through. In all probability, the plow broke down the bones into a size less than a barley. But there might be a small chance that there was a bone there the size of a barley, which is metame. And that's the suffix. The next one is, Baal suffix offer habome eretz ha'amim. That if you have, let's say, offer that came sand, that came from chutz la'aretz, and you brought it inside, which is only the rabbanon, and we burn the truma. So that's usher. They're the ones that said you burn the truma there. What's going on? And then while we're talking about it, we'll say all the other things. We'll list them all. Baal Sofik Big the Amoritz, if an Amoritz has clothing, could very well be that his wife Anita sat on it, so therefore the Truma comes in touch with it, you have to burn it. Baal Sofik Kalim, so you found utensils lying out there, you don't know if they're tummy or not, comes in contact with Truma, it touches it, you have to burn it, Truma. Baal Sofik Arukin and saliva, and could be from a Zov, so you have to burn it, Truma. Baal Sofik Ragli Me'odam, that a Sofik, if it's a urine from a person, and Chikanege Meraga Behema, even though it's next to Behema, so the Chayde is a Svek Sveka, nevertheless, we're Machmer over here, that's how Rashi was, others argue. Alvadai, Taisa says that in other Shayim, he said, Pung Vaked, because it's next to Behema, we know if it had been a Svek Sveka, it would have been Toy. But because it's next to Behema, the color, the shade is different than a Behema, so right away we could tell it's a person. It's only one Suffolk then, that person was either Zov or not. So we build a Truma. If you touch them, for sure, and it's a suffix because these are all the Rabbanon, so therefore we burn the Truma. Clear that Eretz Am is included. Rabbi Yasi says, I'll go further. Af al suffix magon, even if you're in doubt whether you touch it or not. Bishusa Yachid, if it's in a private domain, we learned before, all suffix Truma, we learned from Saita, you're Machmir, you assume that it's Tameh, surfing. And the Chachamim say, B'shusha yachid teilo. B'shusha yachid, we're going to be lenient and we're only going to suspend it from it. B'shusha rabim tmei. B'shusha rabim, you are toy. B'shusha rabim, you are toy. V'omar ula. So what do we see from there? Our question basically is what are you telling me Yosef and Yezid did it or the 80 year before was Usha, post-Churban, that they decided that if Truma comes in contact with sand, they have to burn it. V'omar ula said, Eilu was fake, but Usha's kin, all was enacted in Usha. Eleanor said, I'll tell you how it evolved. Also, Inu Gazar Agusha Likles. They came along and said that if you touch the dirt, that this Yasi, it only you can suspend very little klum. And if in the airspace, nothing. Came along the Rabbanon, the Shmainim Shana, Gazar, Edivi, Edi Likles. They didn't make any alterations to the sand if it touched the sand, but the airspace, they said, you know what, also be toilet. Then, but also be Usha. Then the Usha came along and said, you know what? Gazar Agusha Lislef Avila Kilikoi Koi. They said, when it comes in contact with sand, we are going to burn it. In the airspace, leave things the way they are. Okay, next Gemara. Klei Chuchis, glass kelim. My time gozabu rabbanu tumah. Why would they glaze the tumah on glass kelim? V'chayde, there's no mention of it in the Torah. So we have here an interesting thing. Amar Rabbi Yechon said, Amar Reish Lakish. Very hard to imagine Rabbi Yechon would say something in the name of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon was actually his Rebbe. And so therefore others are not great as Rabbi Yechon and try to find other Gisrais. Who it was. Hoyil v'tchilat b'riyosim min achol. Because clay cheres, earthenware comes from sand, and glass also is formed out of sand. Shavinu rabbanu, so mid rabbanu, we decided to treat it clay cheres, like clay cheres. So there's a machlekes. We're going to say that the Gemara is going to, the next omid and a half, is going to continue to talk about glass, whether glass is like metal, in certain respects, it's like metal kalim, perhaps, according to the first opinion of Gemara, and in certain respects, it's like china, like clay cheres, like earthenware. And a quarter of Ash is always like earthenware. This is also relevant to Pesach, how we treat glass. And when it comes to Pesach, Bes Yosef is extremely lenient. You don't even have to kasher it. Because it does, you know, it's smooth, nothing's absorbed. And the Ramo goes to the other extreme, that glass you cannot kasher at all because it's like klecheres. And you cannot kasher klecheres. That you can never properly kasher klecheres, earthenware. The same thing is with glass. But anyhow, let's talk now about tumah. So shavir rabbanu kecheres el miatif. So if you tell me that we treat it like a kecheres, what we know about kecheres, the number of dinim between that difference between kecheres and metal, and one of them is that kecheres you cannot go to the mikveh. Shvirasan zuy tekanos. There's no mikveh first. Tamei fafalni. You have to break it. But clay mask is metal. You just put it immersed in the mikveh. So the chayyeh din should be by glass that you can you can't go to the mikveh. Later in Tara Mikveh, shouldn't have any Tara Mikveh. So who said I do? So Halama Tanan, why is it that we learned in the Mishnah Mikvahs that Elu Chaytzim Kelim, the following are Chatzitza, they intercept the water by a keli, they're stuck onto the keli, Zephyr, which is tar, Hamoyer, and which is musk, Bekleit Chuchis, because these things sort of stick onto the, they don't come off. Everything else does come off. That's how Rashi learns. Others argue that even, the Mishnah is saying, even tar, and musk that you don't normally leave on, but surely mud and everything else surely is a chatzitza because you don't want them to stay there, you want them to leave. Ta, you don't mind if it stays on. Anyway, but what does he close from here? That there's a law of a mikveh when it comes to glass. So you know what he's talking about over here? No, it's talking about nikvu, you punctured a hole in the glass because it has the same thing like klei cheres. How do you repair a klei cheres from tumah? You break it, so now when you put it back together again, it's like a brand new keli. Poni chadosh is bo lekan. So here you're talking about you punctured a hole in this glass, and the heat of the teichen aver, and then you melted into it lead. And so what? If you melt it to lead, and Ramei Hemei says, Omar Hakul Hulch Achra Maimid, since without this piece of lead, the keli is not valid, it's not useful as a keli anymore. So the keli now takes on the status of whatever that is that you filled it with. And therefore it's no longer halachic, this particular keli, no longer halachically is considered earthenware, it's considered like the aver. And therefore, as well as the metal that you could immerse it. The Tanya we learned, what's the story there? Klei chuchish nikvu, punctured. The heat of the heavy, you put inside the lead. Amar Shem Lemur, Ramei Metame, Ramei holds the tummy, because you look at the, why does he hold that you're a tummy? Because he says that a normal klei cheres, once you break it, it's over. He holds that once you put the lead there, it has a din of a klei matkes, so it becomes tummy. And the chomim mitar, says in order elamiyatif. So you're telling me that a glass keli has all the dinim of a clay cheder's earthenware. Loy lutamu migabon. Another difference between metal and earthenware is that metal it becomes tummy either from inside or out. Also a flat piece of metal becomes tummy, but a clay cheder's only the inside. The cavity becomes tummy, not the outside cavity, not the outside. Because it says in the Shmini there that inside becomes tummy. So Alam Atanah, why we learn that clay cheres, or clay neser, earthenware and clay neser, which is a loom or other things, people say, tumasan shavah, their tumor are the same. Mitamin, they become tummy. Umitamin, and they can generate tumor. Me'avarein, if something is suspended in the ear inside clay cheres, that's a chumra by clay cheres over metal. If it's in the ear, it becomes tummy. Umitamin, and they become tummy ma'achoydehen, not just from the inside, but also outside. The base that's holding the keli has a pocket there, and you can put things inside you, that also becomes tummy. A machlek is if it also the inside becomes tummy with it as well, or just that little section there. But the ain mit tummy megaben, if your shadows touch the klecheres from the outside, it does not become tummy. Vishvirasan mitarasan, and you break it becomes toyer, and then it says klineset veklecheres. So we're medayik, we're inferring only klineset, only klecheres. The tumas and shavar exactly the same. Aber midach niloy, but glass is not. So what do you tell me that glass has all the same dinner with klecheres? When that's why that what you cannot be mitired, and that's why it becomes tummy, and you cannot be mitired. So how come it says over here that it seems it doesn't have the same din of klecheres when it comes to mitame from the outside? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what. Ami will say, kivan dechin nishtabru. Since what happens if there's a glass is different than klecheres? Its inception is the same as klecheres, but if it breaks klecheres, you can't redo anything. Mashenken, you have to restart from scratch or fill holes there. But glass, you can melt it down and basically make it all over again. Yes, you can fix up very easily glass. Therefore, shavinu kekle matches. In this respect, glass is like metal. So in certain respects, glass is the same thing like metal. And therefore, just like metal can become tummy from the outside, so too glass can become tummy from the outside. This ends the sugya right now of today's Gemara.